something like that, or and cooked, and it had a crust over the top of it. What was that called?
Pudding.
Pudding? Okay. And did you ever have cobbler or anything like that?
Yeah.
What was a cobbler?
A cobbler was a kind of a peach pie, only there'd be lots of juice in it.
I see. I see. Any other types of pie or anything like a cobbler that you'd make, your wife would make, any specialties she'd call it?
Apples.
Apple cobbler?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, some kind of sweet liquid that you pour over top of that pudding or something like that, you'd call what?
What would they call that?
It would have cream or milk mixed with, say, sugar or nutmeg in it.
Well, son, I don't know now what to do to call that. It's got a name, though.
A dope or a sauce or a gravy?
Sauce. We'll call it a sauce.
Okay. All right. Now, somebody, you look like you're a healthy man in your days. You look like you put away a lot of...
A lot of grub. I haven't got out of my life, son.
That's the way to be.
I went to that Shumford Hospital up there in Shreveport and had a operation. And they claimed they gave me 18 pints of blood. I reckon they did. But I didn't know nothing about it, and I stayed there. Oh, I don't know.
Hey!
Someone else. I would do it.
I want to tell you a story. I was talking to Mr. Tom, and he said, yeah, old Mr. was so sick one time, they all told everybody to leave the room. They thought he was going to die. And the doctor come in and said, and the first thing Mr. said was, bring me a cup of coffee.
Well, I expect that as so, but I sure did like to die. I like to die twice in my life now. When I went to that Shumford Hospital, I nearly about bled to death when I got there. I had a ulcer in my stomach.
Yeah.
And I got up that morning, it was a little cool, and I was going to light the heater in the kitchen. It's going to make me some coffee and light the heater in the kitchen warm. And I stooped down to strike a match on the floor to light that heater, and I just fell over there on my face. And I called in up to the telephone and called a van. That's my boy, oldest boy. And his wife had just got out of the bed. She answered the phone. I said, tell Van to come and get me. Well, just in a few minutes, he is here. Well, she called up, told him that there's something wrong with me, and she didn't know what, and for him to meet me over the hospital. And when I got over there, Dr. was there. And I walked in, and he was sitting there, and he looked at me and said, you ain't got a drop of blood in your body. And he says, I ain't got nothing here to do you no good with. And he called that Shumford Hospital and told me to get myself up there quick as possible. Well, in Gynell, we just got in their car and went on up there. Well, when we got up here at Manny, but there, Manny, there's a road turned to the left, it kind of went around Manny. But you went on the main road, you went right down the main street of Manny. And I thought Gynell was going to drive it. And I thought she was going around that left-hand road there.